Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes in the chair as per usual. And of course, I'm joined by Augie, the master of ceremonies, the brains behind the operation. And what would it be without Augie? Come on, let's face it. You know, I've tried to get rid of him, but the guys upstairs said, you know, you can't. People actually like him. I don't know. I don't know what's happened to taste. Where are we going to start this week? Well, again, the big Don has muscled his way into the center stage and the global, focus. Yeah, he has. Of course, why not? The most powerful man in the world. Of course, he's the smartest man in the world too, right, Augie?
After you, Che.
Yeah, let's move on from that one. And of course, we got peace talks coming. Who knows what's going to happen? We're going to talk about that in a minute. But up until that announcement, we were looking at tariffs, more tariffs. What exactly are tariffs? How exactly does the big Don calculate his tariffs? You know, he's sitting on the toilet, you know, scrolling through his phone, you know, starting World War III, sending a few nuclear subs here and hither and thither, as you do, you know. It's what an end to this show. You know, we all died for a tweet. But, you know, how does he calculate this? Well, guess how? We have obtained exclusive video, which is going to show you exactly how it's all done. Yeah, I shit you not. Run the video, Augie.
Can you explain how you calculated your latest round of tariffs? Was there a formula that was used? And do you expect any of these countries to face tariffs as well?
The formula was a formula based on common sense, based on deficits, based on how we've been treated over the years, and based on raw numbers. And we're going to have a couple of more coming out today. Brazil, as an example, has been not good to us, not good at all. We're going to be releasing a Brazil number, I think, later on this afternoon or tomorrow morning. But they're based on very, very substantial facts and also past history. You look at the past history, we never had anybody in the White House that understood the numbers.
Not only is he the smartest man in the world, the most powerful man in the world, he's also coming up with some new expressions. We've got prime numbers, okay? We've got true numbers, and now we've got raw numbers. Yeah, sticking in the dictionary immediately. Now, if you're not content with taking on the Russians and, you know, screwing around with Europe, NATO, your allies, they've never been the allies, really. The Europeans don't give a shit about Trump. Most European leaders actually, you know, argued against him when he was about to get elected. But the big Don, he probably remembers that. That's why he wipes the floor with them every time he meets them. Somebody else the big Don has decided to take on. I'm going to take a man, dead economy. Guess who? It's the Indians. Yeah, 1.4 billion people, huge country, a burgeoning IT and energy and, you know, military power in the region, for sure. He knows how to pick them, right? Let's have a look at how the big Don's being perceived by our friends in the Indian media. I really like this clip. This is one sharp lady, and she's basically suggesting that we need to basically thank the big Don for everything, for the air we breathe, for the leaves on the trees. You know, without Don, there would be no world, right, Augie?
And the sun wouldn't rise.
The sun always shines on TV. Run the video.
If only Donald Trump was president in the 20th century, so much could have been avoided.
Oh, yeah.
The First World War, the Second World War, the nuclear arms race, the Cold War. Trump could have prevented all of it.
Yeah.
After all, his surname is Ceasefire. We know
Donald Ceasefire.
That all politicians are full of themselves.
Yeah.
They can be arrogant and boastful. But Trump is one step ahead. He is shamelessly full of himself. As a species, we should be more thankful to Trump. Thanks to his negotiations with God, the sun rises every day. Thanks to his mediation, ships can sail on the ocean. If not for him, gravity would not exist.
Yeah. You see, one of the problems with the Americans is, now, you know, we love our American viewers, right, Augie?
Absolutely.
You know, and we always watch all of your comments, and the vast majority are quite smart, at least the ones that watch Moscow Mules. Americans don't seem to get, maybe they think India is out in the West somewhere. It's a reservation where they put the American native peoples, because they don't seem to get the scale and size of India. It's a nuclear power. And it's also just so happens to be the biggest democracy on Earth. Right.
We can laugh at Trump as much as we want, but we have to give it to him. There is no one better at slamming the mainstream media than he is.
Oh, yeah. He's the king. He's able to fire a few, vocal missiles directly up the asses of the U.S. The fake news. He's so good at this. You know, you got to give it to him. He's pretty good at this. Right, Augie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think this is the Colbert show and the late night show and the libtard late night Colbert, blah, blah show, whatever show. You know, all that that gets later and later that nobody watches and you wake up, you know, after 10 beers and it's still on. Yeah. Let's have a look at the Big Don launching a few troop missiles at the loser late night shows of the USA. Run it, Uggy.
Colbert has no talent. I mean, I could take anybody here. I could go outside on the beautiful streets and pick a couple of people that do just as well or better. They get higher ratings than he did. He's got no talent. Yeah.
So one thing that's always consistent with the Americans is, well, the American political elite, right, not actually ordinary Americans out on the street, they couldn't give a shit about this stuff, is the dedication and devotion to Israel. Israel. If you don't love Israel, you don't love America. Understood? You don't love America, you don't love Israel. Two things, the same thing. Yeah, not really. Two completely distinct and separate countries. One grossly outfunded by the other, about $250 billion. And one very important man. Who would you say, Augie, is the most powerful political person in the US besides the president?
I think it's the Speaker of the Congress, right?
Who just so happens to be?
Mike Johnson.
Okay, so of course, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, can basically decide what happens on the floor, what laws get passed, what gets voted on. Very, very powerful guy. Now, you need that guy to be independent, focused exclusively on the sovereignty and the well-being of ordinary Americans. Right, Augie?
No, Che, you need him to go and touch that wall in Israel.
Oh, yeah, the wall. Yeah. So let's have a look at Mike Johnson, who is, of course, the Speaker of the House. He's the most important guy after Trump. Maybe a bit smarter. But anyway, and you need him where? You need him back home? No, you need to get him to Israel. Israel. And he needs to touch a wall. Yeah, put on a little hat, touch a wall, and mutter a prayer from a book written like a couple of thousand years ago. Yeah, that's what's important after all, right? Let's have a look at this. Run the video, Augie.
Mike Johnson, the 56th Speaker of the House of Representatives in America. We're here with a delegation of members of the House.
Why?
We're so grateful to be in Israel, particularly on this day.
Why?
Recognizing the destruction of the two temples in two times in history.
What? 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 Why? What does the ordinary American taxpayer need you to fly to Israel to stand talking about a wall? What's the point? What? Someone make it make sense.
Well, it's all going to make sense, Che, if you remember that Mike Johnson received $780,000 from IPAC and other pro-Israel lobbies.
Ah, so he's completely independent. Yeah, as independent as most U.S. politicians, you know, because most of them have their fingers in the all Israeli cookie jar. Yeah, for sure. So just to give context, we're very factually based here on the Moscow Mules, right, Augie? We don't make anything up. Everything we showed, none of it's AI. It's all real. Yeah. Anyway, let's have a look at a sort of a slideshow, just for historical accuracy, of all of the American presidents gone to touch a wall. Yeah, it makes complete sense. Run it, Augie. I love the music. The music is top class. Ilya, you should give me some ringlets and a thing. Put that shit on me now. Look. Augie, what's this bullshit? I told you, show the real video, please.
Okay, okay. Are you sure about this?
Show the real one. Let him see the truth.
Here we go, dear viewers. This is real video.
Ah, yeah. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. I can feel the power coming through my bones. I am your father. Tavarish. Yeah, great.
That's it. Here on Moscow Mules, for the first time ever, reveal that American presidents all swear allegiance to the Red Wall of Kremlin.
Yeah. But, you know, okay, we're having a bit of fun with it. But the concept and the idea is the same. It's about sovereignty. You know, a very small minority, very small country in the Middle East, which is basically a static aircraft carrier for the U.S., right? Let's face it. That's what they bought. And that's what they wanted when they helped create the state of Israel. Mm-hmm. So it's not surprising that the internet is alive with little memes and gags and jokes and videos about just who the loyalties of US politicians lie with. Think about it. You're getting this amount of money from AIPAC. You know, they're actually putting out adverts saying if you, you know, are supported by AIPAC, you're going to get elected. If you don't, not so much. I mean, imagine that. There's no such thing as a free lunch, right, Augie? And when it comes to AIPAC, you know, they always cash in their chips, it seems to me. Let's have a look at a depiction of, you know, the real sort of loyal sovereign subjects of probably the Israeli Knesset, much more than the USA. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd say to you. Run the video. Jesus Christ. She is always right there. It's kind of freaky, isn't it? There's Mike with his $764,000. I mean, what are you going to do for $764,000? More money than most people earn in a lifetime. You know, it's insane. You expect to get that kind of money, you say, now we want you to vote. I would never vote for anything pro-Israeli on the base of that. And they think we're stupid or something, Augie.
Yes, Che, they do think that we're stupid, and you know what? They're probably right.
You know, and while the whole thing goes down the pipe in Israel and Gaza, actually, Israeli society is under a lot of pressure. Netanyahu's very unpopular. The government's unpopular. It's been run by these far-right fruitcake settlers. The numbers aren't so good either, right, Augie? A lot of Israeli soldiers are dying. A lot of these hostages are starving to death. It's just like some sort of medieval show. The numbers pretty bad, right?
Yeah, and they're growing. There's at least 50,000 civilians killed in Gaza, and with the recent reports of mass starvation and diseases ravaging the population, the number could go up to 2 million.
Yeah, but that's all anti-Semitism. Sorry.
That's all blood libel. That's all lies.
It's all blood libel. It's all anti-Semitism. I find it very offensive that you would say anything like that could possibly happen within 100 meters of the Israeli army, which is the most humane army in the world. Yeah, for sure. And the Israeli ambassador to Ukraine has condemned Russia for striking civilians. I kid you not. And he managed to say that stuff without laughing. And someone else that's talking complete bullshit, obviously, is Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. He kind of looks like he sleeps in a fridge these days and dips his head in some sort of blue ink. It's a very freaky looking little dude at the moment. But let's have a look at him telling everybody that this is all anti-Semitism. It's blood libel. That this is not our fault. This is not Israel's fault. This all just happened to us. Yeah, victimhood. Run the video, Augie.
In the Middle Ages, all the massacres against Jews were preceded by
I don't even want to laugh because this is so bad.
Mm-hmm. The lies that were leveled against the Jews spread around the world.
And that's why they can kill anyone they want.
Yeah. How far can we get on this 6 million Holocaust thing?
Like
6 million years? Where are we going to actually say, it doesn't mean you can do it.
And this spread from country to country and created massacre after massacre.
Yeah, we know you had a hard time.
The worst massacre of them all. Well,
Russians, Soviets were also massacred, you know?
Come on,
nobody remembers that.
Nobody else died in the war.
Today, the Jewish state is facing similar vilifications. They lie about us. They say that we're deliberately starving Palestinian children.
That's
a barefaced lie. Since the beginning of the war, we have let in almost 2 million tons of food. 2 million tons of food for Palestinian civilians.
We've let in.
That's been our policy.
You let it in? What do you mean you let it in? You shouldn't be stopping it at all.
Aid has been interdicted by Hamas looting. They
steal
the food from their own people. But in the last few months, that food has not been reaching the Palestinian civilians because Hamas is stealing it.
Liar. Lie. 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 Lie.
So it's not bombs. It's food they're dropping.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, this is a Moscow Mule's information message. Just because you were genocided yourselves for centuries, and then there was the Holocaust where 6 million of you people were killed, which is absolutely horrific and terrible, does not mean you get to do it to someone else. Thank you for your attention in this matter. I mean, come on.
Che, yes, it's true that Israelis are getting some hard time over killing thousands of innocents, but someone else has also been under pressure these days.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought it up, Augie. I feel I need some extra love and attention because it seems that since USAID was abandoned, the money's gone somewhere else and the EU is refunding all of the hateful trolls on the social media. And they're making me cry. They're calling me names. They're Vatnik and a pro-Russian and a troll and all this terrible lies and insults, which boost my engagement hugely and following and, you know, probably makes me a lot more money than anything else. And it really insults me, and I feel very bad about it. I would like to appeal directly now to all the people who are getting their internet bills paid by their single moms, who have diabetes, who are obese, on hormone replacement therapy, masturbating 23 hours of the day, never going out into the sunlight, except to fly their little Ukrainian flag or Israeli flag, maybe their Palestinian flag, just to, you know, easy up. I'm a really good guy. Ask Augie.
And to illustrate the hate mail that Che has been receiving, let me read you a bunch of messages that he received.
I like this.
Putin's puppet. Good dog, Che.
Yeah.
Well, here's one that's on point. Your mother named you Che, and you still comment on other people?
Yeah, that was a real heartbreak, and that hit me really hard right in the gut.
And my favorite, clearly from a person who's an expert on Russia from his basement. I know Russia. Nothing is real in Russia, a country where it is considered normal to rape, mutilate, and kill children and women since ages.
Yeah.
If you really moved from Ireland to Moscow, Che, you deserve a fire squad. You are insane.
Yeah, but I mean, is everybody not raping and eating children? So, like, that's
What do you expect from gay Westerners?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm loving it. Well, come on. Let's leave the Middle East and let's head back towards Europe. Home. Home is where the heart is. Yeah, and it's also where the heart of idiocy, degeneracy, stupidity, lack of diplomacy, mad self-harm sanctions, and basic presiding over a complete show which is heading only one way. Europe, the EU. And who leads the EU, Augie? Our friend Ursula von der Leyen. And Ursula decided to head to Finland, a wonderful place, which was very friendly, was asked during the Second World War. Oh yeah, the Finns didn't run concentration camps for young Russian children and kids that lots of people starved in, did they, Augie?
And they also didn't participate in the blockade of Leningrad, which led to millions dying as well. My favorite part, Che, is they also didn't chicken out the moment Russians started winning and tried to kick the Germans out when it started smelling bad.
Yeah, kind of sounds like the Italians. But Ursula was in Finland, and she was talking about freedom of speech, javol, in the very managed and manicured crowd, which all had signs saying, Ursula, welcome to Finland on them. Of course, completely free and open meeting. Yeah, my ass. But one gentleman decided to start asking Ursula some inconvenient questions, to which she answered, you are very lucky you live in Finland. Well, you are free to challenge me in this way and not be imprisoned when... Promptly, he was dragged away and imprisoned. Yeah, you couldn't make this up. Run the video, Augie. Woo! I love this woo, this gay woo.
Thank you woo. Very much for receiving me. And first of all, to those who scream and yell here so loud, they can be happy that they are in a free country like Finland, where the free speech is a right, where they have not...
Free speech is a right?
If they would be in Moscow, the they would be in jail in 2 minutes.
Look, can you believe me? There's the Ursula signs. I mean, what sort of people? You know something that really worries me, Augie, and I'm going to make you do this. You're going to regret this. This is going to kind of become an iconic thing for you. You know this sort of gay woo you get at these meetings, which are all paid for, okay? You know, you don't get that at normal meetings or at football riots or at revolutions. Who the f*** goes to a revolution and goes, woo? The revolution, let's do this. Woo. Like, what the fuck is that? Is that a sort of a thing? Is it a signal to the libtards to join us on the main square? Like, you know, I'm going to make you do it now.
You
I'm going to make you do the
you're
woo.
You're going to make me do woo.
No, it's not. It's just woo. It's like, it's, yeah, well, no, you just can't do it. You don't
I'm
have
sorry.
The gay.
I have to get castrated to be able to
You don't
do
have
this.
The gay gene. How come I can do it? well, staying in Europe but going south. That's kind of where the whole project is going south rapidly. But we're going to go south, down towards Espagne, Española. Yeah, we like the Spanish, you know, nice oranges, good-looking girls, nice music, tapas. It's all wonderful. Oh, yeah, and a million undocumented immigrants. Yeah, how did that happen? Angela Merkel, come back, all is forgiven. Not. Yeah, the Spanish authorities would like to grant legal status to a million illegal immigrants, right, Augie? So who's going to pay for these million illegal immigrants, Augie? Who's going to pay for their housing, their healthcare? Is it going to be the boatload of brothers who arrived on this beach uninvited? No, it's going to be the Spanish taxpayer, Irish taxpayer, British taxpayer, everybody. Everyone's going to pay except the dude arriving for basically the free ride. No such thing as a free lunch, though. Check out what happened when the boatload of brothers arrived on a Spanish beach expecting to be greeted with open arms by Greta Thunberg and co. Didn't go exactly to plan. Run the video, Oogie.
This is the moment a migrant boat arrives on a Spanish holiday beach before those on board are chased and tackled by angry locals. The shocking incident unfolded on Sotero Beach in
It does look like a marine landing operation.
These guys are professionals. You know, making like 2,000 euros per dude in the boat. Like, it's a huge business.
A beachgoer in swimming trunks pinning one man down while he appears to beg to be let go. Later footage shows authorities taking those who arrived on the boat to be detained.
To be detained, put in free houses, free healthcare, rinse and repeat. What a joke.
Well, talking about free houses and free healthcare, our next story, Che, is going to infuriate you even more. What place, Che, is more retarded than the European Union?
The UK.
There you go.
All day long. So this is the story of migrants being unhappy with the hotel dinners, right?
Absolutely correct. That's all while a recent study found out that in the UK, 14% of households, that's like 7 million people, are affected by food insecurity. And 5% of those households have gone without eating for a whole day due to the lack of, you know, accessible food. Meanwhile...
Yeah, man, it's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, look, in Ireland we had the government sued by an Afghan and somebody else because they didn't get immediate housing when they arrived in the country. The Irish courts overthrew that decision, but the EU stepped in and said, oh, no, Ireland, you must do as you're told, give the Afghans a free house immediately. You have all my commandant, and yeah, what a pain in the ass. Check out this video, which really, really, really says it all. Run it, Augie.
What's on the menu? Hash browns. Beans, hash browns.
It's salad. Inside a migrant hotel.
Wow.
Eggs. If you fancy having 10 eggs for your breakfast, take great. 10 eggs.
10 eggs. Wow. That looks good to me, you know? It all looks good to me. Augie, go down and buy a dinghy. We're off. We're off for a holiday to the UK. Full board. Yes. And when it comes to the UK, things are getting really bad. Friends of mine there are saying it's dangerous. They won't go out at night. They can't walk the streets. London is a complete... And in the midst of this crime crisis, knife crime, phone thefts are through the roof in London. What does the local police commissioner decide to do, Augie? What would you do if crime was through the roof and the knife crime was through the roof and drugs and rapes and everything? You know, it's the rape capital of Europe now is the UK. What would you do?
Well, you see, Che, you need to pay those monies to the Ukrainian elites.
Yeah.
Right? You need to get the war going. So.
Yeah, and... You need to cut police in London by about 1,000 officers. Yeah, I you know. It's Starmageddon. And, you know, the Brits have always been very good at, you know, musicals, Oliver, you know, the West End. It's been, you know, a real hub for that kind of telling stories through music. And somebody very smart and very talented has decided to tell the story of the UK today through music. And it may not bring a smile to your face. It might bring a tear to your eye. Poor old Blighty gone right down there. Run a video, Augie.
We ain't got no troubles, no reason to complain. Because here in Great Old Britain, we just love it when it rains.
Little Britain.
We're cozy here at home, even though it's not our own. But wait a few more years and you can say.
It is a shithole.
Everything is grand.
Nope. You like to get the letter when
you're living by the letter. That's what it's like. People are laughing. I swear, this is real. This is real. Everything is great. It's not. The streets can't get no cleaner, nor the rat meat any leaner.
No, life is just first rate. Yeah, me, scary stuff. Many a true word is spoken in jest. Well, Augie, as the old UK goes down the pipe, like its navy, gone to shit. UK society's gone to shit. And what would you do? You send all the cash over to the Ukrainians, because after all, they're fighting for freedom. All the young men are on the front lines, dying to protect the UK from the coming invasion of Putin and his marauding Russians, right? Nah, wrong. They're at a football match in Western Ukraine, having a suntan, having a few beers, and as you do, chanting Sieg Heil and Slava Nazi. That's what you do. That's what you need to send all your hard-earned British taxpayers money for this bullshit. Yeah, for sure. Enjoy. Run the video, Uggy. Slava Nazi! Yeah, I mean, what do you... Slava Nazi! Why are they not on the front line? Mm-hmm. And this was filmed by one of the senior men from Azov Battalion. Hey, Boris. He's your pal. Oh, it's so make you sick. And to finish, you know, let's keep in the vein of reality and fake and what's real, what's not. And, you know, we talked last week about a girl that made a ton of money from OnlyFans, this website, you know, very popular. One girl tried to put up a video for having sex with 1,000 men, a girl called Bonnie Blue, very, very big deal in the British media. They seem to like this type of but it seems that pretty soon, Augie, you won't need OnlyFans. You won't even need any kind of porno website. It's all over because you'll be able to turn yourself into a porno.
Finally, I can quit this job.
Yeah, check it out. Now, look, in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen is the dude making all the actions after, using this software, which basically turns a fat bald dude into a very hot chick. You know, now that turns Augie on, but it's not me. I would never use technology like that. Absolutely disgusting.
Tributes all of the movements.
It's just freaky, isn't it? Maybe that African girl that you've been talking on long distance, that you've been sending all your wages to, maybe it's a guy.
I still love her.
Well, when I told Augie it was a guy, he said there's always an upside. So that brings us to the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. We've enjoyed making it. We hope you've enjoyed watching it. Thanks for coming back. You know, it's all about you guys, and the interactions with you online and on the website and in the channel are just super. Thanks so much. We really do appreciate it. And it's been about reality and fake. What's real? What's not real? How many genders are there? There used to be 12. Now we're kind of getting back to there's three. Myself and Augie both being male, well, Augie being kind of somewhere lost in the middle. He hasn't ever actually interacted with a female yet to find out what gender he actually is. But in truth, are the tariffs coming? Will there be peace? Will there not? Who knows? Who knows? We don't know. We sure don't know. And we're still seeking out the truth day by day, week by week. And you're coming along with us on the journey. And it's a real pleasure to have you in the back seat as we navigate the mine shafts of madness. Same time, same place next week. We hope to see you then. Until then, God bless.